Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, we've got some calls on hold right now. And we'll get to those in just a minute.
I want to hear about the Facekini. So I would be very excited to get to that as well at some point.
There's also like a number two story.
Somewhere on there.
We may not get to the number two story.
You know, it's just a busy Sunday. Lots of callers.
I wasn't even going to bring in the number two story, but Kevin was like, you found a number two story and
you didn't post it.
Yeah, and we haven't.
Fine.
We titled the show Facekini. We have to mention it at least, so we'll get to that in just a minute. Before we do, I need to tell you that this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project to have a decentralized, autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Every month, 10% of the mining rewards go into a treasury. Anyone with one Dash to spend can put forward a proposal to the Dash masternodes to vote on. The masternodes vet the proposals and decide which ones to move forward and are funded by the treasury. In fact, that's exactly how we got this sponsorship. So somebody went on and suggested, hey, you guys should sponsor Free Talk Live again. And they voted on it. They were like, sure. And so here we are.
Nice.
Nowadays, DAOs, decentralized autonomous organizations, are plentiful, but Dash paved the way by doing it first almost a decade ago. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. And thank you to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Again, Dash.org.
Someone should tell Cody Wilson he needs to advertise on Free Talk Live. They can just start handing out ghost gunners.
Caller number nine. Something.
And we'd get better callers.
All right, so or at least
you get a CNC machine and you get a CNC machine.
Yeah, shoot, I'll start calling in.
Friends and family, not alone.
I am routinely surprised.
Only one per household.
That libertarian folk don't call and like pimp their own stuff.
We get Alu a lot and Dave Ridley. Those are two very good callers who absolutely, if they don't pimp their stuff, we pimp their stuff after they hang up, you know.
But there's more than, like, a handful of people out there who have, you know, some sort of a business or some sort of a thing. Even if it's art or whatever, I'm surprised that more libertarian people don't just call and be like, hey, you know, blah, 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 and, I also do this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I could think of, like, probably 10 or 15 people right now off the top of my head that would be great callers, very interesting, funny. And they would have things to market that our listeners would love to hear about. So.
There was a lot of drama aired on Free Talk Live during Forkfest and Porkfest.
It's true.
So it's true. Just got to have something coming up.
So this from The Guardian. Facekinis become popular in China as temperatures soar. You're probably asking yourself, what the hell's a Facekini?
Is it like a face diaper?
Face
diaper.
Worse.
Thank you. People buying full face masks alongside hats, fans, and hats with inbuilt fans as temperatures rise above 35 Celsius. Now, they're showing a picture of somebody
In a face kini.
That's a face kini. It kind of looks like a wrestling mask.
It does.
But it's solid color instead of sequined or, you know, so different colors or whatever.
Wouldn't it be cooler to just not have anything on your face?
No, because then you're exposed to, like, direct sunlight.
Oh, I guess so. A hat maybe would be better.
In scorching Beijing, face kinis are the hottest new fashion as surging temperatures shatter records, with the air temperatures rising above 95 degrees Fahrenheit and the ground surface temperature soaring as high as 80 degrees Celsius in some parts of the country. Residents and visitors have taken to carrying portable fans and covering themselves up to avoid getting burnt.
See?
Yeah.
Some hats even have fans built in. Face kinis are full face masks with holes for the wearer's eyes and nose. So you still got to put the white stuff on your nose?
A little bit.
To, like, keep your nose from frying?
Kind of reminds me of the burkini that was all the rage.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But that seemed a little too racist for some people. They're like, you're not allowed.
Yeah. Okay, so I just pulled up the picture. This is absolutely terrifying. It looks like something out of a horror movie. Like, that's horrifying.
It's like the, I can't think of his name, but the dude from Silence of the Lambs?
Yes. Yeah, whatever his name
Buffalo
is.
Bill.
So, hang on. Face kinis are full face masks with holes for the wearer's eyes and nose, separate sleeves to cover arms, as well as wide-brimmed hats and lightweight jackets made out of UV-resistant fabric.
And you can trust it, because it's made in China.
It sounds like welding leathers, right? Like
it can't be that thick.
Well, okay, but like...
Then you'll burn up inside. It's got to be something thin.
Where do they put the fan? Like that?
You don't want to know.
Pretty tight on her face.
I think it's mounted to a hat, which isn't shown in the picture.
Ew.
Yeah.
Where the swamp is.
Compared to before the pandemic 2 or 3 years ago, this year is much, much better than previous years. Sales volume is definitely up a lot this year, said a salesperson.
All right, this isn't a new thing. This has been around. There's been people walking around Beijing wearing this.
I'm not surprised. They do, yeah.
According to this salesperson named Wang, who works in a shop that sells hats.
And nothing to cover your...
It's like you can't write comedy like this, right? You just can't. Many female consumers in East Asia favor fair skin, and sun protection products are also popular in neighboring countries such as South Korea.
Favor fair skin, as if they have a choice.
Yeah. The main concern I have is potential skin disease or developing sunspots, said Li Suyan, a 17-year-old student who is visiting a tourist area in Beijing.
I think I know what they mean by favoring fair skin is that they don't want to get any sort of tan. So typically in a lot of these countries, they think, you know, and even think of like, you know, a couple hundreds of years ago in European and American culture, rich people were inside, poor people were working, you know, on the farm. So
a couple hundred years ago, that's still the case, man.
Well, yeah, but now it's in fashion in America for girls to have tans, right? So
it's definitely in fashion.
They don't get them outside. They get them inside in the booth.
Yeah, or the spray tan.
Yeah, so it's kind of like some people find redheads with the milky white skin more attractive than any other type of person. So, like, that's what they mean by favor, right? It's culturally accepted or better for them culturally to have the fair skin than it is for them to be a tan person.
More likely to attract a mate if you're white.
Chinese state television on Wednesday showed tourists taking selfies next to a 12-meter-tall thermometer. Was it a oral thermometer? Or was it the other kind?
I hope it's not the other kind at 12 meters.
That displayed a
real-time I don't have 12 meters to give.
Surface temperature of 80 degrees Celsius at the Flaming Mountains in Xinjiang. I hope you appreciate it. Okay, no, never mind. So, face kinis, everyone.
I already bought one.
What?
Right now, yeah.
Did you really just order a face kini?
No.
Is it in your Amazon card or something?
Oh, yeah, sure is. Shop face kini on Amazon.
Or did you get it on Temu?
No. But
how did that thing take off?
I don't know.
That actually
Why is that so popular?
Up, yeah.
I don't know. I actually hate it. I have one app on my phone that is, it's free, quote unquote.
Okay.
And the free part is that every, I don't know, third time I launch it or something, I get an ad.
Ooh.
Right? Okay. And it's... almost always a Temu ad.
Okay.
And I have no idea what Temu is other than I keep seeing their ads and I just turn my eyes and wait for it to finish and then I click past it to go on.
I feel like at one point I shopped on AliExpress, which is the consumer version of Alibaba.
Yeah, yeah.
right? And then other places have taken off and charged a little bit more
yes.
for the same garbage.
Yes.
So Wish was a thing, and Geek was a thing, and I got those apps. There was another one called, like, Mad Hatter or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then now Temu's just the same garbage, right?
Yep.
30-cent garbage, they'll sell it to you for $1 and ship it for 95 cents. It was like $2 for garbage. But you get all your friends involved, and all of a sudden it's a game. And like, oh, please click on the link, man, so I can get like my free garbage speaker
yeah.
or whatever it is.
We could talk more about Facekinis or anything else, but let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. This is Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, when you first came out with that, I thought you were saying fake teenies. And I was thinking about, like, teeny cocktails, the Shirley Temple and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a mocktail.
Mocktail, yeah, like a boozeless martini would be a fake teeny.
Nope, it's pretty much just a ski mask made out of bathing suit material.
Well, it's like a ski mask and, like, sleeves all in one.
It covers everything the bikini doesn't.
Like, thanks, I hate it.
You kind of described it pretty well, Captain. I know what welding skin is, you know, the sleeves and the collar and
sure.
whatnot. But anyway.
Nice. So, well said.
But anyway.
Don't put that on
Nikki
skin.
Nikki brought up James Brown earlier.
I'm sorry, what?
James Brown.
Oh. James Brown. Talk to him now. Let me hear you say.
That's pretty good.
All right.
All right. So a buddy of mine back in the 80s, remember when James Brown got thrown in jail for some damn thing? He's in prison for a couple, 5 years?
Yeah, it was drugs.
Sure. Yeah, okay. So anyway, a buddy of mine during that time had a message on his answering machine. I called him up one day and he says, this is James Brown. Can't come to the phone right now. I'm in prison. Time to finish it to get me out. And I laughed so hard, I had to call back and listen to it again. That was just funny.
I used to have an answering machine when I lived in a house with like three other musician people, and I was going to school for audio engineering at the time, and we were hungover one day after having a kegger the night before, and we were actually trying to empty out the big giant bin full of, well, now water, because it was ice, it was a big trash can, but the keg was still in it, and we were trying to figure out how we're going to do that. We got the keg out. And then I had this brilliant idea to record a new outgoing greeting on the answering machine where all it said was, we're hungover today, and then, blah, right, and then a sound effect, call us back later, right? The sound effect was us just taking the leftover ice in the water. We took a big gulp-style cup, and we just poured some of the water back into the giant thing filled with water and ice. And so it sounded disgusting, like big, chunky puke, right? And so it was pretty great. We thought it was great. We laughed a lot. We listened back to it a bunch. Then we finished cleaning up from the party the night before. The following day, I get a call from one of my instructors. He was actually looking for somebody last minute to go run some live sound at a venue, you know, kind of a gig kind of a thing, cash. And so he called and he left a message. The first thing he said was, you know, your message on your telephone isn't the most professional.
It's okay, dude. I'm still a student.
You're like, listen, this is my creative process.
And I thought, like, I talked to him about it, like, later that week. I'm like, dude, you have no idea. We put in, like, an hour's worth of work re-recording that thing a few times and coming up with the idea and doing the script.
This was practice.
Yeah, if anything.
This is a master recording.
Yeah, if anything, this is, you know, extra credit, I think, for the course.
We're turning this in on the final.
Yeah. Anyway, anything else, Major?
It probably would have been more excusable if you'd been trying to finish the barrel at the time. Get out, drink the last 2-3 gallons or whatever.
Oh,
that's it? Just the last 2-3
We
gallons.
Never let, like, when you're young and broke and you've paid for a keg and then you've, you know, collected donations, you know, to help pay for the keg, you don't let that keg go to waste.
No, you figure
out how to reuse it. You keep it cold. You do whatever it is you got to do to make that thing go the next time.
Yeah, you at least pump it into an old milk jug and throw it in the refrigerator. Drink it tomorrow.
Or just invite all your friends back the next day to finish it off. I mean, that's what we did.
Yep.
Can't be hungover.
Anyway,
just keep drinking.
I called. You know how they're trying to get us to eat mealworms and all this, whatnot, locusts and stuff?
Grasshopper protein.
You will eat the bugs and you will be happy.
I will not live in a pod and I will not eat the bugs. But anyway, I forget if it's Delaware or Holland. Where is the Netherlands and Amsterdam in the Netherlands, or is it in Holland?
Sure.
I don't know.
It's definitely not Delaware.
Land theft and such.
He should say Delaware. Anyway, what about it?
Well, I think it got squashed because whichever country it is, the
they squashed the bugs.
40% small cattle farmers, and these guys wanted them to eliminate 60% of the herd.
Yeah.
Remember, just a little while back, they were in Ireland trying to do the same faux pas.
Right, we talked about that here.
We did.
So they could repatriate the land, right? Which is another word, fancy word for theft.
Yep.
But anyway, in the Netherlands, they started this damn hoorah, and the farmers got a hold of the news right quick. And as soon as it broke, they was like there protesting right in front of the whatever the hell this facsimile of Congress is there, right?
Parliament.
So anyway, they got that crap, I almost said the magic word, shut down. Right quick. So that was good. But yeah, they were trying to eliminate 60% of the herd, steal, well, the farmers owned 40% of the land, and they were wanting to steal 20% of that and repatriate it into their national forest product to make them greener.
Because global warming,
yeah,
cow methane.
They're spending 21 billion pounds to radically reduce the number of livestock in the country.
Cows don't even fart. They belch their gas.
Either way, it's still a release of gas.
True.
They're saying is bad for the environment.
I'm not talking to you, Major, when I say this. I'm talking to, well, people in general. We are carbon-based life forms.
Yes,
sir,
isn't
we are.
Everything?
Oh,
I mean,
oh
people,
gosh.
Animals, plants.
Yes. On this planet.
The Earth.
Sir. Yeah. On
the this whole planet. The damn Earth is 80-90% all carbon-based.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like the simple solution is more carbon for the trees, and then they will give back to us more oxygen.
Right, yeah. We should be doing what we can to promote more oxygen.
Which is giving the trees more carbon.
Right.
But they like cutting down trees to build cities.
Right.
So you've got a problem there.
So then, too much carbon shouldn't be a problem.
Too much carbon shouldn't be a problem if they had the trees to absorb it to provide us the oxygen. You can't simultaneously increase the carbon and cut down all the trees.
I'm sorry, Major, what was that?
The whole thing could be solved by him. The Jamaican plants grow 20 to 25 feet tall. They turn into trees in 1 year. And the fiber and whatnot is good for clothes. The seeds are good for oil. And we know what the rest of it's good for, if it's worth a damn in the first place. But, I mean, hell, the first war that was fought upon this continent was over reefer. King George wanted us to grow hemp for his ropes, for his ships and sails. And the farmers wanted to grow tobacco because they could make a bigger profit.
Yeah.
Remember the picture of, like, the old-timey towns? Where there was, like,
been on us like ducks on a June bug ever since we've been in existence.
One lane of traffic going one way, and in the middle, in the median, there was trees to provide shade, and traffic going the other way, and now there's not, right?
Right.
So you can bring back the trees into the cities, but then that will shade like the homeless people, right? So you can't have that.
I mean, there's all sorts of things that people individually could be doing, right? Have you heard of a living roof?
Yeah.
Right? I can't do that. Most people can't do that here in the United States because it's against the law for you to make your roof out of anything other than roofing materials. Right? So,
gotta pass code.
I'm trying to think about, there's a documentary called The Garbage Warrior.
Yeah.
Which documents the Earthships.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's earthship.org, right?
Yep.
These are houses made out of 100% recyclable materials that are 100% self-sufficient. They collect their own water. They filter their own water. They deal with their own sewage. They grow their own food, and they heat and cool the place just by existing. Right, they figured out how to do it. Technology, you know, using natural substances exists for people to live completely independent of the grid, but it's illegal to do so.
Yeah.
In some places.
No, it's illegal to do so except for in Taos, New Mexico, where these people, if you watch the documentary, these people had to fight the government for permission to have their own land be deemed an experiment, where they get to experiment with this stuff.
But wouldn't, so if I say, if I moved to somewhere in Coos County where there's no zoning laws, wouldn't I be able to make an Earthship? I was under the impression if I moved somewhere in certain counties and towns in New Hampshire, I would be able to do this.
I've been told that there are places in New Hampshire with no zoning, but I have yet to find these places.
So
separate
the zoning part out.
Yeah.
Right? Because if there's a grid, even if you want it to be off grid, the likelihood in most places, I don't know about Coos County, right? But in most places, you can produce your own electricity.
Yeah.
And then you still have to connect it to the grid. And then you sell it to them and then buy it back from them under the law, right? But you can't separate from the grid. Like, you can't be completely off-grid legally.
Well, I guess I could
as long as the grid is there.
Do whatever I want.
Right. You can absolutely do whatever you want.
So if there is a place 100%. In, like, Coos County where, like, there is no grid and you only can do solar and you only can do septic and you only can do drilled well, perhaps that's a viable place. But the number of these places available to do that is very small.
Yeah, I mean, talking about New Hampshire, I can't speak for the rest of the country, but I know it, Grafton and then all of Coos County, from what I know, doesn't really have any zoning.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. The zoning is separate from the whether or not you can be off-grid. Right. Zoning is like, is this residential? Is it commercial? Is it farmland? Is it agriculture?
Well, and typically, like, within zoning laws is you need to get permission to even build.
Right.
Or
right.
I can't park a camper on my lawn and live on it because my neighbors don't like that. Well, it doesn't matter what my neighbors say because I can do whatever I want. It's my property.
Or you can't park more than one because tiny homes are illegal in New Hampshire.
Right.
Well, you can actually be off the grid. I have solar panels and batteries, and that's my primary source of power.
Are you tied into the grid, though? Are you required to be tied in?
All that kind of stuff off. And if I need extra, 120 bump, I got a little generator. It fires right up. So,
okay.
You know,
are you required to be tied into the grid, though, Major?
When you got to get hooked into the grid, you're not only on record, you got to pay an electrician, I think, $1,500 just to come hook what you've already done into the panel.
Question for you, Major.
What's that?
Are you tied into the grid? And if you're not tied into the grid, are you doing this legally in Michigan?
I have no idea, but I told them to take their electricity and stuff it up their arse about, it's a bit of a story right there.
We'll have to hear about it next time, Major. Thank you for the call, man. We appreciate you.
It's possible that he's doing it and they've chosen not to prosecute at the moment.
Yeah, 603-283-6160 is the number. If you'd like to weigh in on this or anything else we've discussed or whatever's on your mind, it's Free Talk Live. The final segment is still to come.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. As more records fall, excessive heat warnings are being extended across the Southwest, at least through midweek. Pope Francis is again calling on world leaders to tackle climate change. The Pope said on Sunday that heat waves and flooding across the USA and other countries show that it is more urgent than ever. Elon Musk says he's getting rid of Twitter's bird logos. The owner of the social media platform made the announcement in a pair of tweets on Sunday. Twitter changed its business name to X Corp after Musk bought the company in October. UPS and the Teamsters Union will return to the bargaining table this week. Contract negotiations will resume Tuesday, aimed at averting a strike by the 340,000 UPS workers. Barbie and Oppenheimer combined for more than $230 million domestically at the box office. Jerry Barmesh, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Final segment of tonight's episode of Free Talk Live. We've got several calls on hold. We'll try to get to them all, of course. Before we continue, though, I do want to say that we have a big thanks to give out to Eric Haley, who is a gold-level amplifier. That means he gives $10 a month to our AMPS program. What does the AMPS program do? What is it, Captain? What?
Advertise, market, promote, and support.
Okay, except you're not Captain.
Oh.
But good job filling in for me. So advertise, market, promote, and support is correct.
Yes.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Give him a prize. What does that do for Free Talk Live?
Tell us, Captain. Tell us, Captain.
All right, fine. You were filling in for the Captain, so now... tell us, Richie.
Oh, it helps us get on more radio stations and getting the message of freedom and liberty out into the world so that we can get this message out and not have to deal with democracy.
Yeah. Or statists in general. That'd be nice. So if you enjoy this show, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the topics, the callers, the perspective of liberty, peace, and freedom that we bring, consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. It's sort of a Patreon setup. There's different perks that you get for the different levels of donation, and they're pretty nice, but that shouldn't be why you decide to amp. You should amp because you believe in the message of freedom, and you want to help us get a larger audience. So visit amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Eric Haley, for your support. We appreciate you.
Our collective voice is larger than your individual voice. It is amplified.
That's true.
So
that's the amplification part of it.
That's like a, right. That's like a slogan we should adopt.
Mm. And go, well, make it fun then. But generally speaking, right, you give money to the show,
yep,
and we amplify the value of that dollar significantly more than whatever you could do with it otherwise.
Yeah.
As far as promoting freedom and liberty and those topics.
Yeah, if you had $5 to donate to, oh, I don't know, whoever the Libertarian National Party decides to, you know,
or put the up, local national, or the local party,
sure, yeah, decides to put up, that's not a libertarian. Like, that might not be a wise use, of, in my opinion, of your liberty dollar. So doing something that helps spread the message of freedom to people who badly need to hear it might be a better use. So visit amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Jerome calling from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Trump train!
Hello. Choo-choo!
He knew it was coming.
Is that like a little subtle dig at me? Because you know
every time.
Coming?
Every time.
It's more like your theme music from WWE. If Jerome was that's a wrestler, that's like your entrance with the big explosions behind you as you walk down the thing and making your way to the ring.
Yeah, I've heard better. Besides, wrestling speak. I don't watch that.
Well, so is politics, wrestling. Man. Politics and wrestling are like almost the same thing.
No, they're not, because wrestling is so much more. Well,
with the exception of the entertainment value. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't watch women's sports. Okay. I don't watch soccer. I hate all those sports.
Do you watch NFL football?
Yeah, I watch that.
Who's your team?
I'm not at liberty to divulge that secret.
Oh,
it's a secret. Hey, like the kid that killed his two friends down in Florida, the rapper that's on trial and got a mistrial. I did that. Oh, yeah. Hung jury, all right. Yeah, I got your hung jury.
You're comparing that to divulging your NFL team?
So I didn't hear about that either, so I don't know what that's all about.
He's not comparing that to his NFL team. Okay. He's trying to make a segue, but he failed at it, and we've just busted him for it.
Okay.
Hey, I'm not the radio professional. I'm just a love the humble caller.
I'm a reformed Raiders fan. Like, that was my team.
What, how does one reform from being a Raiders fan?
I don't really watch the NFL anymore, but when I hear that the Raiders won, I get a little weepy inside. Because they're still kind of my team. I just don't follow them as much.
Okay.
He's a front runner. Call me when you win.
What are you talking about, a front runner? I've been like a Raiders fan since I was 7 years old, man.
But you don't watch the NFL. But when
that's why I said reformed. Yeah, because that's still a part of me. It has an emotional attachment to the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Let's get emotional. Raiders. Hey, yeah. But I don't want to talk
so,
about
so I think we can gather.
We can eliminate the Raiders.
Yeah.
Check that out.
All right, only 31 more teams to go.
Captain's a Packers guy. How's
that's because I'm part owner.
Yeah, well, whatever the reason.
Isn't like everybody?
No.
Packers, diversity.
The Green Bay Packers. Hang on, Jerome. The Green Bay Packers are the only NFL team owned by people, not a rich owner. So you have to go and buy one of these stock certificates. They're also a non-profit organization, so when you buy stock, you don't get any return on it. You just get the privilege of a certificate with your name on it, and you get voting rights.
That's pretty cool.
My dad was a Packers fan. I have some cheeseheads somewhere.
The morning talk shows today. And I was watching the morning talk shows today, the political talk shows.
Why waste your brain cells on that?
I found out some interesting things. Well, what the hell else I got to listen to?
I was watching wrestling earlier.
How about don't watch or listen to anything and do something instead?
Yeah. Let me do some Zen or something like that, or some yoga.
Learn to crochet. Right. I don't know what you're into, man. Like, you know, build houses out of popsicle sticks or something. Like,
well, what did you learn?
Brain.
What did you learn on the morning TV?
Nikki wants to know. What'd you learn?
Thank you, Nikki. I learned that Ron DeSanctimonious thinks that slavery was like going to trade school. Ooh, they learned valuable skills that they could use.
Honestly, I am really not surprised that he said that.
And double down on it.
Andy double. Yeah, so I didn't hear about this, but I'm really, Ron DeSantis is such a piece of garbage human. And I don't know why a lot of people just worship the ground he walks on. It was kind of like the same thing with Trump, where like all these conservatives came out of left field and they were just like,
well,
we love him so much. He's going to save us all from the evil Democrats. And obviously that didn't happen. So
they backed DeSantis initially because during the COVID lockdowns, he and Florida was one of the few states that remained open in defiance of the federal government. Like,
yeah.
That was his stepping stone.
To me, like, you're going to have to do a lot more than that.
Really? Because a lot of libertarians were very happy at that time.
No, I know. And so whatever. Like, look, we can give credit where credit is due, but he's just a liar, which obviously because he's a politician, but there were so many things how he's like, oh, yeah, you know, he just so many empty promises and lies. And it's like, just because he didn't, like, that's a very low bar.
Wait a minute. Jerome, are we agreeing with you on something?
Well, hey, it's about time y'all come over to my side.
No,
I wouldn't go that far.
I told you before, Jerome, if you call in to trash Republicans, we're going to be on your side. If you call in to, like, pump up Democrats, you're going to get hell from us on that part, too.
Yeah.
Like, you pick your topic correctly, and if it's always the trash Republicans, we will always be on your side.
I mean, I love trashing Republicans.
I also love trashing Democrats.
That's the problem, but he doesn't, right? So when he calls in to prop up the Democrats, we lay into
it. What else I heard?
No, Jerome, we don't know what else you heard. Why don't you tell us?
Trump says he admires Xi Jinping because he controls 1 billion people with an iron fist.
Yeah.
Well, so did Trump.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. The guy that runs demonstrators over with tanks, he admires him. Oh, I can only imagine how he feels about Vladimir Putin. Ha!
Yeah. Aren't they buddies?
All of these politicians are murderers. They are. All of these heads of states are murderers. They send other people's children to die for causes that they themselves won't lift a finger to fight.
Well, I'll say it like this. You know, the Republican Party, they seem to have this zest for war and things like that a lot more than Democrats do, man.
But that seems to have changed recently.
Democrats like war when they're in power, too.
Well, the last couple, the war, when we went to Iraq, who sent us there? When we went to Afghanistan for 20 years, who sent us? Who said, we got to liberate Afghanistan? And after 20 years
when's the last actual war that was declared?
It's been a while.
It's World War II. World War II was the last actual congressionally declared war.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everything else that has been done since then that can be construed as war, right, has been done, but they just get away with it because they don't call it war. They call it something like kinetic military action.
We at war now with Russia. We just, you know,
Ukraine is at war with Russia.
We are. We're supplying Ukraine with weapons. We're at war, okay? There ain't no two ways about that.
Yeah, and your Democratic president has given them billions of dollars of the most heinous bombs that have ever been manufactured.
So look, if we don't help them...
Oh, you don't have an opinion about your Democratic president giving billions of dollars in the most heinous bombs?
He's got to help them.
Because we're at war.
It's the same bombs that they said if Russia had them and used them, that it would be considered a war crime. Why isn't it a war crime when your Democratic president sends billions of dollars of them over to the Ukraine?
Let me ask you this. So if he doesn't...
No, I want you to answer my question before you ask me anything else.
This is something we gotta do, man.
Hey, look, answer my question.
If he doesn't stop in Ukraine and he keeps going, who's gonna be next? We already been attacked by 9/11.
That's what they say every time the U.S. intervenes in some BS.
It's really none of our business.
Yeah,
you know, it's really none of our business.
Four Saudis blew up some buildings and then we went into Iraq.
It is our business.
Jerome, you gotta stop talking over us, man. Have a good night.
No, and that's
can't
the thing.
Can't have a conversation with him.
Because he started to praise the Democrats, right?
in defending war. I mean, come on, you know, like...
He's former military. Yeah. What are you...
Just ripping on the Republicans for being warlike?
Yeah.
And now he's defending war?
Yeah.
He's defending...
Because you got to.
Yeah.
We gotta do that.
Not,
war with Russia.
It's not helping. Like, I just don't get why anyone would think that sending bombs to go bomb people, what, you know? Like, the civilian people, the population of Russia, Ukraine, anywhere, those, it's just, they're all pawns, you know what I mean? Like, it's just really upsetting to me.
Cluster bombs.
Yep.
I was searching.
Yeah,
for,
I couldn't
remember the word. Cluster bombs. Go look those up, Jerome. That's what your luscious Joe Biden is sending billions of dollars worth of over to the Ukraine. Cluster bombs. These are bombs that infamously don't fully explode and get left around for children to blow themselves up on many years, if not decades later.
You know, and it's like, I understand not liking Putin and not liking the Russian government. I don't like any government. But to want to attack innocent people just because they happen to be at the wrong place, wrong time, they were born in the wrong country, that is disgusting. Absolutely horrific.
The cluster bombs are so heinous that they are actually banned by 120 countries.
But not the U.S., I guess.
Or Russia.
No?
Yeah.
I mean, if nuclear is still on the table,
yeah, right, you'd think.
Who gives a darn about?
Right, but what I'm saying is that these bombs are so heinous that like governments themselves are like, yeah, we're not going to use that.
Yeah.
Not all of them. There's like 200 governments, so it's, you know, what is it, 65%, 70%, something.
That seems, from their perspective, strategically bad, right? Because then your enemies will have it, and you won't have it.
Yeah.
Right. Like from
an arms race perspective.
From an arms race perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You get to nukes and they go like, just don't mess with us.
Right.
Right. We don't want to use it, but you've got them. We've got them. Don't mess with us.
Right.
Don't make me.
We could talk more about this, of course, but let's go to Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Thank you there, brother Captain.
You're welcome.
Brother Richie. Sister Nikki, good evening.
What's on your mind?
Well, I got a good topic about public school experience, but briefly, I'm going to mention my topic for next week.
No, just pick one and go.
All right, screw it.
Nice.
All right, here's the big topic.
All right.
All right, Sister Nikki will remember my conversation with her, Miss Bonnie, the other week about, the other Wednesday about my math test that I did not have a calculator with, that I did get a F minus that I did in my head.
Yep.
And Miss Bonnie, Miss Bonnie was off on her math. It was worse than 85. It was the 81, 82 school year. Well, I got two more good ones for you this week. It's actually the 80 going into 81 school year. Mrs. Phyllis, the first grade. Well, here's how I use that intellect of mine. And brother Captain, in the words of the world's greatest entertainer, Al Jolson, you ain't heard nothing yet. Now, see, her way of torturing children was writing the definition of no. Now, I generally am well-spoken, but I don't put a lot of thought expenditure to it now, and I didn't then. Well, she had a problem using ain't. And she comes up to me and said, ain't isn't a word. And she was going to have me write the definition of no some ridiculous amount of times. It was bound to happen. Well, I may have said, hey, wait a minute. I got a deal for you. If you're wrong, I don't have to write. So I could read back then. See, I could see. So I went, grabbed the thing off the dictionary. Went to a couple pages. Didn't have to go very far. It's there. Read them.
At least you knew where A was.
And she said to me, she says, I don't understand. I said, what do you mean? She said, it says improper grammar. I said, I don't care. You said it wasn't a word. Now, she flipped out and called my old man, just like I had in the second grade, you know. And that was just the beginning.
Yeah, the second grade, but the first grade?
This is like Grandpa Ricky regaling us of when he used to walk to school barefoot uphill both ways. Aunt has been a word for quite some time now. I'm 51, well, and I remember exactly what you're talking about, but I did the same thing. I'm like, oh, there it is in the dictionary. Like, I used it to, like, play Scrabble. I'm like, oh, it's in the dictionary, so I get to use ain't.
Well, it's improper because it doesn't have a real contraction. Right?
Well, here's the other one that I'm going to throw at you.
Arnott?
And this one I think you can admire.
But it's not art. Art is word.
I'm sorry, Richie?
We're trying to figure out what the two words to be used in the contraction ain't would be.
Ricky, I want to share something with you really quick because I think you would like this quote and it is kind of relevant.
Sure.
Children questioning rules and traditions you expect them to automatically follow is a sign of intelligence, not trouble. Lose the idea that unquestioned obedience is a sign of goodness. No, that is just a person who never thinks for themselves, making them easy to manipulate. So, and this goes back to public school.
Bingo!
Where they are just trying to make, you know, easy, obedient children. You know, it's a teacher with a class full of, say, 30 kids. They just want you to follow the rules, be good little rule followers. Public school is not a place to learn how to think critically or logically. That's why there's the whole movement of people homeschooling their kids, because a lot of families these days, not only are they finding out that the government schools don't align with their family's like ethics and traditions and whatever, but also they're starting to realize that public schools are not teaching children how to actually think for themselves and solve problems and all of these things that most people, I would assume, would want their children to learn how to do.
Well, if I may add to that, Miss Nikki, as I've spoken before, I started at 5 and I already completed the second grade at that time. And you see, I had learned by the 5th grade, as I previously said, you know, to the teacher going in, he said, I said, this stuff's beneath me and everybody else. He said, you just do it. That's the curriculum. Now, yes, my answer was, I'm going to do just enough to pass. Now, I did that through the 5th grade. Now, by the time the 6th grade come, I had learned that some classes I completely dumped. So I would sit there and do nothing. Now, I remember Mr. DePaul in the 6th grade. Good guy. And I remember I would just sit in his class and do nothing. And I remember he said to me, he said, you know what, Rick, I know what you're reading on the outside. Examples, my favorite books, Naked Lunch by William S. Burroughs, Clockwork Orange by Anthony Burgess, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he said to me, Rick, why don't you just do the work? I said, well, Mr. DePaul, you told me, you know what I'm doing out on the outside, reading. And you know what? I love him because I did nothing in his class for the rest of the year, and he used to give me a sympathy stick. He's the only one. No doubt.
Hey, Ricky, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to...
You got the hiccups?
That I have something noise going on. I'm sorry. But I was going to tell you that, you know, I went to the Motel 6 here in Albuquerque.
Did they leave a light on?
Human trafficking sign put up with a 1-888 phone number and the text line.
Okay.
And it stands for Free Me, R-F-R. Those number that stands for free me.
This is known as a vanity toll-free number where it spells something so that you can remember it easily. You don't have to remember the digits. You can just remember the words.
Right, yeah, and attach the digits. There was a lady that was being human trafficked, and she sued the Motel 6 because she was assaulted at the lobby, and she claimed that she asked repeatedly for help, and they ignored her. So I wonder if this sign is the result of the lawsuit. I mean, if this will...
It's possible, but at the same time, like, I'll see a suicide prevention hotline, you know, in a window at a store, you know, randomly. And, like, I'm pretty sure nobody committed suicide in that store, so... Or was sued for that, or that kind of a thing. So it's possible that that's the result, but without, you know, looking it up, you know, I don't know that you'd really know for sure.
It does seem like maybe two separate occurrences, because obviously, you know, not always. It seems like maybe the person that was assaulted in the lobby wasn't necessarily going to become a sex trafficking victim. They very well could have been, you know, we don't know. But from what you've shared with us, Sarah, it seems like sex trafficking is kind of a big issue down there.
You know why? Too many cars.
Oh, you figured
that
out.
The cars, kept put them in the car and drive them away.
There's no traffic.
No traffic.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea.
Also,
walk them down the street.
It's entirely possible.
Across the border?
It's entirely possible that this person got assaulted in the lobby of the Motel 6 because they did not leave a light on.
Well, I mean, but does the Motel 6, their liability, like, if you need help, you call that number on yourself. We're just going to ignore everything.
Well, that number is not to Motel 6, though. Right? That's not a Motel 6 hotline. That's the human trafficking hotline. Just because it takes place in a Motel 6 doesn't mean that they're liable if you call the number.
Well, that's the whole point, is that we're not liable. If you're the one with a problem, our job is to rent out a room that need a room, and then whatever you guys, that's your problem, you call for your help yourself. Basically, we're not going to get involved, right?
Sounds about right. Watch that, you're getting beaten down by thugs. Don't call me. Call 911. That's what it's there for.
Right. It's the 1-800-188 human trafficking number. It's right there. You call it yourself.
That's so many more digits than 911.
Yeah, that number is like if you're the one being trafficked and you manage to get away for a minute and you end up in the lobby of a Motel 6 because they left a light on, now you can call and hopefully get rescued.
They're basically saying we're not liable, we're not responsible, we're not getting to get in the middle of this. If you're being trafficked, that's your problem, and leave us out.
Well, yeah,
I mean, so typically, like, if in that situation, in our current setup with this government, if you see something like that, it's not really their responsibility to, like, get involved, but it would be their responsibility, I would think, to call 911. Like, I think if anything, that being in the lobby is just kind of them trying to, like, be supportive or help.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily them being like, well, you know, if you're being a sex trafficked, I don't care. Go look at the poster.
You walked into the lobby, and now we're responsible for your safety.
Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. Sorry, we're out of time, everybody. If you miss any part of tonight's program, you can find us over at freetalklive.com in the archives, or you can try us back on another day when we're broadcasting live, as we like to. Thanks to Richie Rich. Thanks to Nikki. Thanks to all of our callers and our listeners. Peace.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.